This is The Traverse Cityist, a podcast about the people that create the culture in and around Traverse City, Michigan. I'm Gretchen Carr, creator, producer, and host. This past winter, I attended a small concert at the Brown Town Hall. This simple, white, clapboard building rests atop a hill in rural Manistee County. Within the four walls, community comes together to share music, ideas, meals, and friendship. It was in this place where I met singer-songwriter Agnes Sue.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Agnes Sue.
You may have heard Agnes perform this summer at area farmers markets and the 2024 Spirit of the Woods Music Festival in Brethren. Last week, I sat down with Agnes to learn about her songwriting, her independent study of folk music history, her weekly program on WNMC, the clothes she makes for her performances, and her upcoming concert. Let's talk about your influences.
Oh, there's so many influences. Joni Mitchell is definitely one. When I was, I think, 6 or 7 years old, I found Court and Spark at the record store, and that's, you know, when I was first introduced to Joni and just been inspired ever since. And see, Nancy Griffith and Lucinda Williams and Emmylou Harris is a big inspiration to me. She's an inspiration as a singer and a performer, but also a role model, because she's just the sweetest person and really humble and kind. And my teacher told me that to be a good musician and to be in the industry, it's important to be a good person too, and to be a role model to other people. And I think Emmylou is really a good example of someone like that. She's the best. So
you've seemed to attract a following. Since when did you come onto the scene? Was it about a year ago?
Yeah, almost a little less than a year ago. I played at the Old Art Building Christmas show hosted by Andrew Dost, and that was just, it was an honor to play there. Like, I don't know how I even got to play in that show. There was like the most amazing musicians in the area, and it was just so much fun. So that was in December, and that's kind of when I started to play live with guitar and singing.
You describe yourself also as a folklorist.
Mm-hmm.
What musicians have you come across that you've like been really fascinated by or have fallen in love with most recently?
Harlan Howard is someone who I discovered recently, which I'm actually working on a project related to Harlan Howard. Harlan Howard was born in 1927, which is my favorite year because of the Bristol Sessions thing, so that's kind of fun. In Detroit, Michigan, which is really interesting to me, and he was orphaned during the Great Depression and went on to become a really influential and prolific songwriter in the country music scene. He wrote over 4,000 songs, and he wrote lots of number one hits for other musicians. Like, he wrote I Fall to Pieces and whatnot, and just an amazing musician. And I think a lot of people don't give him as much recognition as he deserved. And the fact that he was from Michigan is really interesting to me. So I'm putting together a fundraiser to help fund a statue of him down in Ann Arbor. So that's something I've been working on and I'm really excited about.
And so you're trying to build community, it sounds like, around your music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that's a little difficult for me right now, but I keep meeting more people, and I think it's really important to have a strong community as a musician. It's, you know, great so you can be inspired by other people and also just have the opportunity to work with other people. And
Tell me about your show at WNMC.
Well, I work at the Full Care program. I often fill in for Ben Hamper on the Head for the Hills show, which is really fun. It's a honky-tonk kind of old rockabilly bluegrass show, and that's really fun.
And when is that, every Saturday?
That's on Sundays, and I just fill in sometimes, but I do the Full Care program, which is on Saturdays and Tuesdays. And I really enjoy working at the radio. It's been fun to get to be a DJ there and play music, you know, that isn't just certain categories that are like for like mainstream radio. Like I love being able to play stuff from the 20s and past that even, and then stuff that's new for working musicians and supporting local musicians and working musicians. And I just think that's a really special opportunity to be able to share that kind of music with people that, you know, they won't hear on just like any radio station.
Let's talk about your presentation as an artist. It's a whole, it's not just your voice and the songs that you write. What else comes with it?
Oh, well, I like to make a lot of my clothes for the shows that I do. I actually made, I think, every one of my outfits for each show that I've done. Because I think it's, you know, every little thing is important, not just the music. But that's definitely one of the most important parts of the show. But, yeah, I think also just sharing history and stories is really important, because as a songwriter, the songs are like the stories too. But stories are really important to me, and just sharing things with people. Yeah.
Agnes was accepted to the singer-songwriter program at Interlochen Arts Academy. She begins her freshman year this coming fall.
I'm excited to just grow as a musician, and I think also talking about like meeting people and stuff, I think it'll be great to meet other people my age and who are, you know, also just inspired to do what they like to do and everything. So I think it'll be a really good experience, and I'm excited about it.
This Friday, August 23rd at 6 p.m., Agnes will present a concert and fundraiser at the Common Good Bakery on 8th Street in Traverse City. All proceeds will go to support Agnes and the cost associated with attending Interlochen.
What will you be performing this coming Friday?
Lots of songs I've written, but then also just some traditional country folk songs that I love, and with the guitar. And then I'll bring my fiddle along and play a couple fiddle tunes too.
And your original songs, what do you write about?
I like to incorporate history and things I read in books. I read a lot of books and poetry. And yeah, I draw a lot of inspiration from history, mostly. And because Lucinda Williams said once that it's important for songwriters to pay attention to find inspiration in life and have life experiences, and different things like that are important for songwriters. But being only 14, I don't have as many of life experiences or whatever, so.
I'm Gretchen Carr. Thank you for listening to The Traverse Cityist.